The singing contest reality show Idol has long been a worldwide phenomenon. American Idol will hold auditions this summer for its 13th season. There's also Australian Idol, Latin American Idol, and an Arab World version, which broadcasts from Beirut, and it's just wrapping up its second season. NPR's Emily Harris brings us the story of one contestant who comes from the Gaza Strip.
In Palestinian territory, Mohammed Asaf's face is easy to find. Big posters of the dark-haired dreamboat smile at you along boulevards in Ramallah. And in Gaza, a giant banner of Asaf billows outside his family home. Asaf's dad, Jaber Asaf, is bursting with pride.
I'm very, very, very proud of my son. Besides singing so well, he's very polite, and he is studying at the university. He's no street kid. I'm very proud.
So are many other Palestinians, like 16-year-old Abir Ali.
I'll be so happy if he wins because he's from my country. We love him so much.
When Asaf appeared in an early round of the TV show, young men watching at the Delice coffee shop in Gaza City cheered. That night, Asaf put his own spin on the Arab pop classic, Ya Rait, I Wish. Both the studio audience and the crowd in the coffee shop loved it. Asaf almost didn't make it onto Arab Idol. He had trouble getting out of Gaza. He was late to the audition at a hotel in Cairo. Security wouldn't let him in, but he jumped the hotel fence and started warming up with the other contestants anyway. After hearing his story and his voice, another Arab Idol hopeful gave up his spot for Asaf. Ramadan Abu Nahil says he doesn't regret it.
When I heard him practicing, I gave him my audition number. He started to smile, and after he finished the song, he hugged me and said, "Thank you very much. I will never forget your favor."
One of Asaf's close friends says if his buddy wins, it will be a victory for art, long neglected in Gaza. Asaf's father says a win by his son would mean much more than that.
It would be a great message to the whole world. Look, Gaza is not just full of terrorism and violence. Palestinians are like other people, interested in sports, art, music, books. His victory will be a message from the Gaza Strip and from Palestine.
An Asaf win would bring nothing concrete to the Palestinians' pursuit of statehood, but it would bring sweet music to their ears. Emily Harris, NPR News.
This is NPR News.